This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and a special shout-out to all those listening in the military, because we give special thanks to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and all around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check us out by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of the things over there. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. Joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It seems that our president, and maybe rightfully so, I don't know, I'll wait for your opinion on this, is concerned about the fact that the United Nations, there's a United Nations representative going over to China to talk with China about some of the deep concerns that they have with the things that are going on with China's role that they're playing over there in Southeast Asia and beyond.
The United Nations is sending what they call a counterterrorism official to investigate the incarceration of the Uyghurs.
Those are the Muslims, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They're, you know, there's an estimated 1 million of them that are sitting in these internment camps. So China has yelled and screamed already about this. They call it fabricated lies. It's manufactured by the United States of the accusations that they are holding at least 1 million Uyghurs. The Human Rights Watch people, they're good with it, except they don't want a counterterrorism official. They want a human rights official. I don't know what the difference is at this point if
right.
They collect the information. But I think that China's probably going to act a lot like Russia does and maybe keep this guy from the UN from going where he necessarily wants to go, or he's not going to get a whole lot of cooperation out of it. But that's really kind of where we are with this. Now, China is saying we will never allow people with political purposes to interfere in China's internal affairs
uh-huh.
and damage China's sovereignty and territorial integrity with people that visit. So we could be kind of interesting to necessarily see what happens there.
Well, we know that some of them are working. We know that some of these Uyghurs are working in those mines they got over there, right?
I don't know what they're necessarily. I know that, you know, they are using them as slave labor
right.
and indoctrination and all this, but
right.
I don't know what specific assignments that they have. But this UN official is already there.
Uh-huh.
So we shall see. where it goes.
Now, there was an interesting story, and I'm going to talk about this simply because we all remembered the problem that happened in Flint, Michigan with the water, correct?
Yes.
And that went back probably 30 years with the deterioration of the pipes and the fact that administration after administration did nothing about the problem that everybody knew was there. And now all of a sudden, they've dropped the investigation that they had that was already in place and they're going to start a new investigation. I'm thinking to myself, what the heck? You already knew how it got there to begin with, and they're trying to put their finger directly onto somebody and say it was their fault.
Well, they've pretty much already done that, and then when they did that, all kinds of other things blew up. They didn't get the right people. They took some fall guy, so they're going to like start all over again.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
And all this comes down to those that have died, those that have contracted some ridiculous diseases and so forth and so on. So nobody wants to be financially responsible and culpable in this mess. So the longer you drag it out, they don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, and that's all part of it. It's you are right. The longer you drag it out, you don't have to pay anything because nothing's been settled yet.
Precisely.
Yeah, so that's where we're at with that. And this is probably something that we'll still be talking about next year at this time, by my guess.
Well, it won't be resolved by next year. So.
Right. Okay, well, it is what it is. Now, some of the other things that are developing here, the governor of Illinois just signed a bill that's totally the opposite of what these abortion bills are that we've been seeing, guaranteeing the fact that if you want to have an abortion, no questions asked, come to Illinois. I said that kind of roundabout way, but that's
well,
what
he,
it is.
Right? He came out and said, this is Pritzker, and he came right out and said, hey, to everybody in the United States, you know what? We want to be the abortion capital of the country. So we'll sign this into law and come on over.
Well, good luck with that. All right, the music is starting to come up in my ear. Now, folks, when we come back and Denise Simon and I start chatting again, we are going to talk about Senator Lindsey Graham, and we're going to talk about Venezuela. What's going on in Venezuela? Well, Lindsey Graham has got an idea. Don't know if it'll fly, but it's interesting. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA can provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know if you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to defend yourself, the legal system may not get it right the first time around. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. And nobody should have to go it alone. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. You'll see a drop-down menu for the free gun a day giveaway. Sign up for that, because every day they give you a different gun to try to win. And we got to get somebody in this audience to win it so I can announce it here in the program. And if you don't sign up for it, we can't tell anybody that you won. So get over there, click on the USCCA logo, sign up for the Gun a Day giveaway, and then while you're there, think about one of the three plans that they have on becoming a member of the USCCA, because you'll be well taken care of in terms of legal protection if you ever need to have it, number one. And number two, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for signing up to become a member. Always remember, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the USCCA logo that's right there. Okay, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Senator Lindsey Graham has a new spin on Venezuela, if you will. He said that the president should put the military force option out on the table and just lay it right in front of Maduro and say, listen, leave or else.
Well, I mean, the military option has not been taken off the table.
Correct.
But it's not in Maduro's face. And the reason that Lindsey Graham is saying this goes back to when Grenada
yeah.
was being influenced
by Cuba.
And so That happened in 1983, so he invaded Grenada to minimize, So that's the reason he's doing this, and he also wants or offering this as a suggestion to Trump, because it would send a message to all these rogue nations. Iran's influence over Iraq and Syria and, you know, any other kind of nefarious things Iran may be trying to do with the United States or Israel, certainly when it comes to Saudi Arabia and the Houthis in Yemen. But additionally, it sends a message to Russia. It sends a message to North Korea. And it might fix Venezuela. So, I mean, the concept is right, but he doesn't need anybody's approval to do that. But I'm not convinced that Trump wants to take it quite that far. Now, if he wants to take it over to the Pentagon and have the Pentagon make some kind of overt suggestion, that might be another thing. But I don't know. It might be a misguided strategy. Too hard to tell.
Whatever happened to the idea of putting a blockade around Cuba again so that they couldn't do the back and forth between Venezuela and Cuba, shipping stuff back and forth? Whatever happened to that idea?
Well, that's still out there. But that was mostly because, and we haven't heard about this because nobody wants to report on Venezuela, but the reason is because you had all these countries that were offering humanitarian assistance.
Sure.
To Venezuela, and Venezuela wouldn't let them land.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
And you can always ship it by ship if you could get it there, right?
Well, if they won't let the ship in.
Right. Yeah, so there was apparently something we were going to do there. And then they were concerned about oil that was being shipped out of Venezuela past the sanctions that was going to Cuba to be processed, and the money was being kicked back through the till that way, but whatever. And I don't think that we haven't heard anything about that either, have we?
No.
Yeah,
well, they haven't heard anything really about Venezuela.
Yeah, it's kind of strange because it's right here in our hemisphere and it's still going on. All right, well, folks, I am speaking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Sign up for her great stuff. FoundersCode.com is the website. You'll find out what I mean. The border, again, CNN reporting 5,200 ICE detainees have been quarantined because of mumps, chicken pox, and measles.
Yeah, I think we have a little over 200 with H1N1.
Yeah.
And we only have, I think, two doctors handling that whole component.
Yeah, they were supposed to activate some military and send their forces down there, the medical.
Well, here's what's fascinating. Border Patrol runs out of money based on their rate of spending in 3 weeks.
Right, right.
In 3 weeks.
Yep.
Now what happens?
Yep.
Now think of the consequences if they're not funded. Think of the consequences here for a second.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine. Are they all going to have to work without pay?
Well, here we go again, and you got to look at where the problem is. It comes right straight out of Nancy Pelosi and the go-nowhere obstructionist Democrats, Chuck Schumer included. I mean, they're the ones.
Well, I would say watch that one carefully. Now, my suggestion is I would sign a contract with a government contractor, something like DynCorp, right now.
Uh-huh.
Someone will pay them in, you know, a year's time, but I'd be sending DynCorp down there right now.
Okay, and again, it was my understanding that this last group of soldiers that got activated going to the border, there were medical units there to take care of some of these people, and I have not heard about them actually showing up yet. Have you?
Haven't either.
So I wonder what the heck's going on here.
I don't know.
Huh.
But, we got some issues going on here that are about to, I mean, we're at a collapse point right now, but the collapse, the type of collapse that we have is really more terrifying than we could possibly describe here.
Uh-huh. Now, to change course a little bit, we have the infamous Don Lemon, who probably is more racist than anybody you can think of, and he has come out and said and accused President Trump of playing a role in not having this black woman, Tubman.
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, on the $20 bill by now. He said that Donald Trump stepped in and stopped all that, and of course it's a part of racism on his part. He's the racist. Anybody that he calls the name of, you got to look at him. He's the guy. He's the one.
He didn't say it with certainty. He inferred it. So he has some wiggle room there. Just that I didn't accuse him of it. I'm just, you know, suggesting it.
By the way, what do you think about Tom Borman being named the border czar down there, the immigration czar, whatever the heck it's going to be, along with, the former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who I guess is going to oversee the whole program down there. Is that right? The former Attorney General of Virginia?
No. Ken Cuccinelli is the acting director of CIS, Customs and Immigration Services or something.
All right, and then Borman is going to be like a special envoy?
He'd be a czar.
Huh?
He'd be a czar, and okay. Nobody can really fight over the fact that you know Trump may want a couple of czars. How many did Obama have?
A lot.
At the very beginning, I think he had 22 of them.
Yeah, a lot. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're already freaked out about Homan, if he accepts. He has not accepted the job.
Yeah, because
They talked about it. He hasn't really been, I don't think, formally offered the job. So it's kind of like, hold on here. He may not do it. He may just, you know, take a role a contractor, and you pay me for some certain advice kind of thing. But I don't think he necessarily wants to.
Yeah, because he's a paid contributor for Fox, is he not?
Yeah, and he's retired.
Yeah.
And I don't think he wants to work all that hard anymore.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe the president likes the answers he's been hearing from him. I'm very impressed with what the man has to say because he really knows his stuff down on that border.
Well, he should. He has a job.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so build the wall, right? Build the wall?
Well, I mean, we're building it.
I know. Not fast enough for anybody. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday morning, so you have yourself a great weekend.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. And when we come back, I'm going to have a little fun here. I've got a little something that I've been saving to play. It's something about President Trump, and it's from a Latino, from a Puerto Rican, who made a song about President Trump. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump rolling out a health care plan that takes further steps towards weakening what was called Obamacare. He says millions of Americans would benefit from these quality and affordable health care plans.
The previous administration imposed crushing fines and other penalties on HRAs to prevent employees from selecting the plan of their choice. It was impossible. With today's action, we are eliminating all of those restrictions.
Critics say many Americans will be drawn to the plans by the low prices, but we'll find out later. Many basic procedures are not covered, and they could end up paying a whole lot more later. Opponents of the president's ban on transgender people serving in the military being handed a setback as the federal courts ordered a lower court to reconsider its decision lifting the ban because it says it didn't show enough deference to the military's judgment. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Nobody's whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Make us great again. And I, as a Latino, want my people to understand. Let's put an end to political correctness and make you comprehend.
You gotta make it big. You gotta make it tall. Oh.
everybody dancing now. That's that's Ruben Obed, and I think I said the wrong thing there to begin with. He's from Puerto Rico, and that's something that he put out there. And let me tell you something, it's catchy, and I've sent it along to the Trump campaign. Maybe they'll play it, just like I did with Bobby his stuff, the Make America Great Again song. He never played it at any of his events. We played it here locally at some different things, but he never got it to play it at one of those big rallies. Trump has got his own music, and President Trump, and I guess that's what he wants to do, but that's all okay. But anyway, that was kind of interesting. I put that in there just to give a little twist to things tonight. I've talked about, let's see here. I've talked a lot about... okay. All right. And Eric, thanks a lot for all your great comments. And, you betcha, happy birthday, Army. 244 plus one day as of today. 244 years yesterday plus one day. Wow. Think about that. United States Army started out, Continental Congress gave permission to the, then group that was running the country in 1775 to conscript an army, and conscript means to draft. By the way, we need to get back to the draft. We really do. Think about it for a second. All right. let me play a little something else here. Donald Trump was being questioned yesterday, being interviewed on Fox and Friends, and he said a lot of different things. This is also something that was pretty interesting about not only Kellyanne Conway, but some of the other folks that are involved in his decision-making process. Listen to this.
McElhinney, he is doing a very nice job. We're going to see. I've got to get used to him because it's a very important thing to me, the border. We need strong people at the border. And if people aren't strong, they're not going to do
a good job.
Not yet,
McElhinney.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't put in the final recommendation. He's acting. I put him as acting. And he's working very hard, and we have some great people. As you know, we have some fantastic people that just went in, Mark Morgan, and we're going to have, I will tell you, Tom Holman, who's a great man who's been on your show many times. We have a lot of people.
What are you doing? What is Tom Holman doing?
Ken Cuccinelli just took over. He's fantastic. He's as tough as you get and smart, and he's doing much of the legal work. And
right.
So we're putting in some great, strong, but fair and
but
good
you're bringing
people.
Tom Holman back?
Oh, Tom Holman's coming back. Yeah, Tom Holman's coming back. I would say that would be announced next week, except I'd rather announce it now. So
okay.
Tom Holman's coming back.
To do
he's
what?
Gonna be very much, he's going to be very much involved with the border. That's what he really wants to be involved with. And, again, a big difference in the border between now and this time last week. Mexico's been doing a terrific job. Hey, 6,000 soldiers.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, then we go back to very strong measures, and I don't want to have to do that.
You go to Plan B. We'll have to go to Plan B as well, because Tom Holman is currently a Fox News contributor.
Yeah, we had him on the show tomorrow.
Mr. President,
you'll have to read.
So what's the job going to be again? What's the job going to be?
Well, he'll be a border czar. He'll be very much involved in the border. Okay. He'll be reporting directly to me. He'll be probably working out of the White House, but spending a lot of time at the border, and... he's a good man. He's a good man. Did a good job.
By the way, LJ just chimed in here and said that she was dancing to the music. So, okay. Happy to please there. Happy to please. And, of course, you gotta have a little sense of humor, especially on the weekend. And one of the things that we do is we try to give you an overall look at what's taking place during the course of the week. For example, several governors took some bold steps to fix their health care system. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia now has information about the published health care choice proposal, which would put health care back in the hands of patients and doctors. That's something that's been proposed by the Heritage Foundation.
Also on Capitol Hill, a Congress wanted to turn the Mueller probe hearing into a Trump-bashing circus this week. However, they were set straight by an expert who came in there and just absolutely had them running for the aisles, if you will. And, of course, President Trump persuaded the Mexican government to take further steps to curb illegal immigration, which so far seems to have worked. It's slowing things down. And, you know, this healthcare issue, the governor's health policy specialist, Ryan Locke in Georgia, and his and the governor, Brian Kemp, met with folks from the Heritage Foundation to find out what it is that they were proposing with the Healthcare Choices Program. And the governor, Governor Kemp, was very pleased with the presentation that he received. And his goal, of course, is to make Georgia the gold standard when it comes to real health care reform that works, that's affordable for everybody. And that's a novel approach that I certainly hope can be done because, my goodness, we have a long way to go. And, of course, Governor Kemp is thinking big and outside the block, if you will, pursuing reforms to increase choice and lower the cost of health care for Georgians, which would be the choice of and the way that every governor in every state should be doing that for their constituents instead of just socking it to them all the time, which is what they've been doing, by the way. Make no mistake about it. And then you've got the immigration policy and what's going on the border. And that, every time you turn around, you hear one thing, and you always have to trust but verify, remember? You always have to trust but verify. So just because you hear something doesn't mean that it's the way it's supposed to be. And I've found that a lot of this stuff, these guys are not necessarily shooting from the hip, they're shooting from their toenails, because they're saying things that they wish were correct, but they're not, and they're coming up with a totally different definition of what the word is, if you get my drift. Does it sound familiar? It goes back to the days of Bill Clinton. Well, that all depends on what the... Well, I was going to do it in my Clinton voice, but I can't. I'll have to wait till later. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Nancy, let's see. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention GCN Self-Reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind and brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat, chasing the bandit and frog and all that good stuff. And, of course, those guys have since passed on to the high happy hunting grounds up there somewhere in the sky. And I can still see Jerry Reed driving at Kenworth with Fred in the front seat and being chased by that old deputy, yep, Jackie Gleason. Those were the days. That was when it was fun going to the movies. I mean, it was fun. And by the way, somebody was talking about the movies the other day, and they were telling me what it cost to go there. And they took their family, and they had popcorn and candy and all that sort of stuff, and they went in there and saw the movies. It was unbelievable. It was almost like going to some of the baseball games where it's the prices have gotten totally out of sight. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Now, here is the weather, and please pay attention, because, again, if you're on I-70 in Kansas If you're on I-40 in Oklahoma and anywhere in between, and you're running north-south on I-35 between I-70 and I-40, you've got a problem with some really bad thunderstorms that could develop into tornadoes. As a matter of fact, we're getting a report that there may have already been one that's touched down tonight. I'll get to that in a minute. Severe thunderstorms capable of damaging straight-line winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes are going to be possible from the central and southern plains to the Midwest and Ohio Valley all throughout the weekend. Now, some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, which would increase the risk, of course, of going on to flash flooding. Now, with all that being said, oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm laughing here because I just heard from Christine in Sarasota. They were there to pick up their daughter last night who was they stopped by Ybor City. And I'll get to this real quickly. And they went to the airport in Tampa to pick up their daughter. And she she arrived here at 2:30 in the morning and called her parents and said she was around. So, oh, well. That's what happens, I guess. And by the way, I don't know if bad weather had something to do with that or not. But let me go back to what I was saying here because of this weather that's right now. Now, we've got in the eastern part of Kansas right now, about the eastern one-third of the state, and from Oklahoma City east all the way to Arkansas along I-40, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings, flash flood watches and warnings, tornado watches in some of those areas for the severe storms that have been moving through, and there is a possible a tornado that may have touched down. They have not confirmed that, but it's dark, of course, and you can't really see some of the damage and this, that, and the other stuff that's done to a couple of small towns in southeastern Kansas, so we'll have to wait to find out for sure about that. In the meantime, one little spot in Missouri tonight, just over the Kansas line, they have a problem there. That might be the problem. We might have a tornado watch in that area too. Now, out in Colorado, you've got some rain tonight in the mountains, going up I-25, coming out of New Mexico, where you hit that first range of mountains in southern Colorado. There is rain in the area there tonight. You've got a poor weather advisory condition for the bad air, if you will, in the Phoenix, Arizona area. So be advised about that. Probably see some people walking around with those little surgical masks on their face. And then we have a larger area of rain right now. It's raining all the way from southeastern Indiana across the central part of Ohio through Columbus on an angle up to Cleveland and to being include Toledo, Ohio on I-80 and I-90, Erie, Pennsylvania. You're getting rain right now, too. You're getting pretty good rain by the looks of here. And lighter rain is falling to the western part west of Toledo over to the Indiana line, and then across Indiana to about South Bend, you've got light rain falling there. You've got some unsettled weather conditions in western Michigan this morning, which could develop into some thunderstorms. Also, you have unsettled weather conditions for southwestern Indiana, southern Illinois, western Kentucky, and southeastern Missouri, which could develop into storms after a daybreak, definitely similar to what we're seeing right now out in Kansas and Oklahoma. So be advised of that. Now, keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at your favorite local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Now, the Pilots and the Flying J's are no longer your dad's truck stop. Things have gotten a lot better. As a matter of fact, if your dad was able to see what some of these truck stops look like right now, he'd be shocked. I mean, it's like an oasis in the middle of the desert. And I mean that in a good way, in a good way, because that's what you got. And, oh, my goodness, I'm sorry to hear this. I got a report. Unfortunately, we've had a sheriff's deputy killed out in California at a Costco store, three people wounded. A 19-year vet was found dead in his car. My goodness sakes. Memphis police officers also have been injured in a unrest situation following the officer involved, shooting reports. And a Missouri suspect has been shot by police after a shooting at a mother and the mother of his child. Wow, this is unbelievable. I'm going to give you more information on what's going on right now with this deputy. This is Fort Worth, Texas. I'm sorry. Sheriff's deputy in Fort Worth, Texas, has died after being found with significant head injuries in his car following a shooting in Fort Worth, Texas. Deputy Keith Shepard was found wounded inside his personal vehicle in the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office parking lot across from the county jail about 9:30 p.m. local time last night. He'd been expected to return from his break about 2 hours earlier. They went out and apparently saw his car in the lot, went out and looked for him, and found him dead in his vehicle. And he had been shot. So it's a terrible situation again. So somebody was gunning for him. And by the way, speaking of people gunning for people, this Big Pappy thing is getting stranger by the minute, the shooting in the Dominican Republic. Now, I get the fact that it may have been a shooting of an individual by mistake, but think about this. Big Pappy is kind of hard to not know it's who you're talking to, especially in his home country, the Dominican Republic, where everybody knows him. And this guy walks up and just shoots him in the back. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. So there you go. And, okay, Christine is telling me that the Hollywood 20 movie theaters, I believe that's in downtown Sarasota, I think it's on the corner of Main Street, has got all their movies are $6 to go see them. Well, that's good, because the guy that told me yesterday, he took his family, it cost him over $60 to go to the movie with two kids, his wife. They all had popcorn, something to eat, and drinks. $60. Don't really know where they were at, Christine, but it certainly wasn't Sarasota by the sounds of that. Okay, we're coming back right into the top of the hour. We're going to have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, on, and we're going to ask him about the water situation up there in Flint, Michigan. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.